us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others power over you. Let God change you from a caterpillar into a butterfly. Just a reminder, the best is yet to come.
My contact information has changed. My email address is roseyh615@gmail.com. My telephone number is 318-442-6011. Thank you. God bless.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. We're going to read them in the King James from on the marquee, but then again, I want to reread them from the New Living Translation. That's Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. And I want you to pay attention to what the word says. It says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right."
Yes.
Amen. "Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth." And this is where our text, verse 4, is where it's going to come from. Verse 4, give it to me. If I got it, click it one more time. "And fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in nurture and admonition of the Lord." Now, while you remain standing, let me read that from the New Living Translation. "Children, obey your parents because you belong to the Lord. For this is the right thing to do.
Yes.
Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise. If you honor your father and mother, things will go well for you. And you will have a long life on the earth. Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger by the way you treat them. Rather, bring them up with the discipline and instruction that comes from the Lord."
Amen.
I want to speak. You can be seated. I want to speak just for a little while. Praise God. On the role of responsibilities of a faithful father. Turn to the person that's on your left or the right and say, the pastor.
Or that preacher
is going to talk about
the role or responsibilities of a faithful father.
Now, if you are sitting next to a male, amen. If you are sitting next to a male, I want you to ask them this question. Say,
are you a faithful father?
Now, don't answer them yet. Are you faithful father? As we look at this fifth and the sixth chapters of the book of Ephesians, I'm going to try not to be long, we find that the Apostle Paul is providing instructions in what I call clean old living as he closes out chapter 5. Go back and read it. He's just talking about clean old living. Praise God. That's what he's talking about. And praise God, as he completes that, and you see that his emphasis shifts, sort of, when he gets into the sixth chapter. He no longer is talking about just clean old living. Uh-huh. Now he's talking about relationships. Yes. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Oh, come on, neighbor. You can do better than that.
There must be
some relationship. Praise God. Praise God. If we go back to chapter 5, begin particularly at verse 22, we find that what he talks about. Let me just give you a few things. And I want nobody, this is not no male chauvinist message here today. Praise God. He said for wives to submit themselves to what? Their own husband. That's in the word. I didn't put that there. Praise God. And then he looks at the husband and said, husband, I want you to love your wife just like Christ loved the church and gave his life for it. Amen. See, I think a lot of times some husbands don't read the rest of that. Amen. They like to read that part about submit, but praise God, they don't go to that next one and say, now, husbands, you are to love your wife just like Christ loved the church and how he gave his life for it. That's how much he loved the church that he gave his life for it. Praise God. And then you see where he, as he gets out of that fifth chapter and then shifts into the sixth chapter, he says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. I'm trying to look at some of these children in here. I like to make eye contact. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, because this is right. Then he goes back and he said, now just to show you that it's right, he takes them all the way back to Exodus. Oh, y'all know where he wrote the Ten Commandments. He took them all the way back. Exodus chapter 20, I believe verse 12, when he said that I want you to honor your mother and your father, because if you do, your day upon this earth will be long. In other words, he told them that if you honor them, what he is saying to the children is that longevity, amen, of life will be yours. All right? He does that. And then after that, he goes on where the rubber really hits the road. Verse 4. Goes on to tell fathers, don't provoke your children to wrath. I know they're yours. I know that I gave you the power to be over them. I said that you were the head of your house. You were the head of the woman, your wife. But I don't want you, just because you are the head, I don't really want you to get the big head. And he gives specific
instructions in that do not provoke your children to wrath. Okay, now I want to do something here this morning that I've never done before in this church. I want every father in here to stand up. Every father in here, if you are a father, you got a child that you have fathered somewhere. Praise God. And I want you to do this. I want you to take and point a finger right in your own chest and say, I am a father. And I will not provoke my children to wrath. I'm not going to worry about what happened way back then. But for right now, I will not provoke my children to wrath. Amen. You may be seated. You see, that word provoke means to excite, to anger. It means to stir up on purpose. It means to irritate. It means to aggravate. It means to exasperate. It means to inflame. Just praise God, playing on getting on somebody's nerve. Praise God, hallelujah. But fathers, we are told not to provoke our children to wrath. Now, that has nothing to do with discipline yet. I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there. Amen. But let me tell you something. Praise God. We do have some fathers who will provoke their children to wrath. I was looking, and man, you know how God is good. God is good. I was sitting down, I said, I'm going to preach this. And I just so happened to say, I need a good example of where a father provoked his child to wrath. And I was looking at television, Deacon Robinson. There, some of y'all may have seen it. There was a television show on about this football team. I think the name of the high school was something like Pelgrim. It was in Odessa, Texas. Anybody else saw that movie? Where this school had one goal in mind. And that goal was to win the Texas State Championship. And I saw, I said, man, you know, kids were out there, they were working hard, they were playing hard. And there was this one kid that every time he either caught the ball or he would run the ball, put the ball in his hand, he had an occasion to drop it. And his father came out in the front of everybody and just ripped this kid. Don't you know that you are my son and you are dropping the football? You are making me look bad. Did anybody else see that movie? Praise God, I wish I had at least one witness. And I'm saying to myself, now here's a guy that's provoking his child to wrath. He got to the point where he took a football in the front of his friends, and he took the football, put the football in the kid's hand, and took duct tape and wrapped it around the kid's hand. You know how embarrassing that was. Oh, yes, this story was based upon a true story. So you know what that child felt like. He says, fathers, don't provoke your children to wrath. Praise God. In other words, don't go out of your way, praise God, to make your child, praise God, wants to get angry. Amen. Because I see what I think sometimes, and I know this Father's Day, I'm talking about Father because I'm hitting myself. Praise God. I believe that fathers forget one thing. Praise God. Maybe a couple of things. Praise God. They forget where they come from, and they also forget what God has brought them through. Praise God. And let me tell you something, praise God. When I looked at that movie, I got to tell you, fathers, this. Don't try to live.